Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Kind of for your, like, your example, you're talking about Antonio Pearson. Yeah, that was kind of like a one-year thing, good vibes and all that, and then he was kind of gone. But he could also be Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell, at first, people were like, oh, I don't know about this guy and this, this, and that. But they believed in him. They went in that direction, and it's paid off over time. Yet they haven't had that big success yet, like winning a Super Bowl or something like that. But they're still a lot better than the Lions we used to know. And, like, it could be the same thing for Doug.
Does Doug have an opportunity to get there, though?
That's the thing. You have to be committed to him.
Well, not even that. Like, just the way this roster is. Like, DeMar has one more guaranteed year after the season. Then you have a decision to make and all that. Like, you have Zach LaVine for however many years after the season. Like, is there a future with this group for Doug to even work with? It feels like, whether it's a tank or a different way of rebuilding, whatever, we're headed towards a rebuild. However you want to define that. I don't know how. Monty McNair.
Either purposeful or accidental. There's
or just
a rebuild
like, whether you're tanking or, like I said, you hire the right guys, maybe you trade a couple guys on the roster, but you're still actively trying and just drafting, hoping to develop and build the roster that way.
Could there be a retool?
That's why I'm wondering. I think, is that even possible with these guys?
Well, because I feel like what Jesse's saying, you can tell me, is you're probably not re-signing DeMar, regardless if you trade him or you let the contract run out. Like, he's...
I think the only question with DeMar is if he's here next year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's the full year and then the year after.
Right. So he's not part of long term. Zach LaVine, is he part of long term? That's debatable. Sabonis, it's debatable. Like, the only person that feels like the only three people that you look at in. If you had to put them in one category or the other, here, not here, mm-hmm. is, and now I think about it, might be two, is Monk, Keegan, Devin Carter. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if Monk is that, because Monk at that point, 3 years from now, is an expiring contract, or at the end of his contract. 2 years from now, he's an expiring contract. And are you building with him? So just tell me if I'm wrong. Like, they don't have, like, if they had a rookie here, right now, like a rookie, say Keegan and
Jared McCain. Yeah.
You know, even when we get rid of LaVine, Sabonis, and DeRozan, we're going to go into the future with these two. I don't even know if they have one.
Yeah. Well, that's
is
the
that
thing.
Kind of what you were talking about,
Justin? Yeah. And like, this is like, we're reaching the end of this group. Like, this was supposed to be Mike's group and all that. And, like, you kind of handed it to Doug, and now we've kind of learned it doesn't work. And like you said, yeah, there's nothing really to work past. Like, if you want to keep Doug and just rebuild, cool. But if you want him to kind of retool with his team, I don't see how it's going to work.
Yeah, well, that's the issue. You have a lot of veteran players now that want to win now. You have Doug, who just took over for Mike Brown. And as you say, we got off to a rough start there. But, yeah, going forward, it would be nice if you had, like, a vision of what your team could be. Like, if you had that rookie or someone you really believed in, it would be great. But right now, we haven't seen enough from Devin Carter because he was obviously hurt, training camp and all that stuff. There's been some flashes where he's had good games, but it hasn't been a big enough sample size yet to know if that's a guy you really want to go forward with in the future, you know?
In my opinion, I like what I've seen from him, like, yeah, what he's contributed. Mm-hmm. That's a guy that maybe you want on a team. That's not a guy you build around. That's not a foundational piece of, like, yo, he's going to take us.
Yeah, he's not the cornerstone.
The next 8 years of Kings basketball. Like, he might be here for 8 years, but he's not. You're going to need, like, three better ball players than him to get to a point where you're winning.
What are your thoughts on Keegan? Because there's some times where he has these great games and he looks like a great 3-and-D guy, and other games where it's kind of like, hey, he's being a little passive and we should be past his point by now.
I mean, I would be trying to re-sign him. Yeah. You know, I don't know if I'd necessarily max him out, but he's a guy that you want on your team and one on your program, one in your program.
Mm-hmm.
But kind of like I just talked about with Devin Carter, like, all right, you got Keegan on the squad. You probably need three better players on your squad if you're trying to be good.
Yeah.
So it's cool. Like, you need the Keegan Murrays, but you need so much more if you want to be good. He's not franchised in that respect where you're building around him, in my opinion.
Yeah. I was jotting down some notes, and I kind of was thinking about this. It feels like you have, like, a lot of players that are being asked to do things out of their roles, whether it's being like, oh, we don't have good enough defense, we need DeMar and Zach to play better defense. Like, though, that's not their skills. Or it's, hey, we have these young guys in Keegan and Devin, we need them to play better. It's like, yeah, well, they're still kind of young and still learning the game. It feels a lot like, whether it's at the top or on the court, it feels like a lot of people are being asked to do things kind of out of their roles, and that's where some of these problems might be coming from, it seems.
Yeah.
Or am I wrong?
Where do you think, well, specifically, who do you think's out of their role?
Okay, we're talking about Devin Carter. Like, he's had flashes of having, like, some good moments and all that, but a lot of people probably wish he could be, like, maybe your starting guard to facilitate the offense and let Monk come back off the bench and be, like, your sixth man again. But as we've seen, Carter's probably not ready for that role yet, and Casey even kind of, like you were telling me, we're not really sure if Devin's, like, a true one. But this team needs playmakers, and so they're asking him to playmake more, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I look at specifically guys like
or even Monk.
Malik Monk, yeah. That's what I was going to say, him being a point guard. Maybe that's not where he's at right now or ever will be in his game. DeMar DeRozan and, like, getting upset with him for his defense or lack thereof sometimes, it's like,
yeah, he's Hall of Famer. Come on, that's not his thing.
Yeah, that's not what you want him to turn into, Kawhi. Like,
he can't do it. And that's the thing. People are asking people to do things out of their skill set, basically, you know?
But you know, they, like I said, they created a little bit of this mess, the Kings did and the front office did, mm-hmm. just a little bit, thrown a little bit of a curveball with how you thought the season was going to go from the start of it. They didn't plan to not have De'Aaron Fox here. They didn't plan to not have Mike Brown as the head coach.
Yeah. It's kind of like what D'Lo said. There's been like
three
seasons, you know?
I don't think they.
I hear you, but do you think they entered this season like, man, if they do mess up one time?
I don't think so.
No?
Yeah, I don't think so. Okay. I think it got to the point where they felt like they had to do what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you've had conversation, I had conversation. The word was, no, we ain't firing nobody. We're going to figure this out. That was the word.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we just going to figure this out. We're not firing nobody. I know people are clamoring for it or something. Nope, we're going to figure it out. And 3-4, not even that much, maybe 2 games later, it's like, all right, man, we can't keep going like this.
Can I ask a hypothetical? Like, obviously, Fox is gone, Brown is gone. Do you think the organization going forward would be in a better position if they would have kept Mike Brown, obviously keep Fox, and maybe move other players maybe that didn't get along with Brown as much? Because you just locked him up to a 3-year contract.
I personally think it would have been about the same, maybe worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that ship had sailed as far as Mike Brown being the head of everything and mm-hmm. De'Aaron Fox, who, you know,
yeah.
I like Fox, but I don't know if he was going to change your fortunes if you kept him around in this particular situation.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he's been here for, like, what, eight seasons, so he's kind of probably felt the time had run out. So even if you're like, yeah, we're going to keep Mike Brown, who knows if he would have stayed or not, so.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of what ifs and unknowns with, you know, the Mike Brown and De'Aaron Fox situation. There's lots of what ifs and unknowns heading into this offseason. DeMar DeRozan is a big question mark because DeMar DeRozan's career is winding down. Maybe this didn't all go exactly as he thought. Maybe he's all in on Doug and he wants to see this thing through with these guys. Maybe he sees the, you know, what this group looks like with Zach LaVine and Domantas Sabonis in that group. Of course, we got Domas seeking clarity. We got Keegan Murray's rookie extension coming up. We've got the uncertainty with the front office, and we've got the fact that Doug Christie is an interim head coach. All of those questions have to be answered this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
The best, and I don't even know what could dead that, but I know what can gather a lot of fan support, and that's a strong end to the regular season.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And losing games like last night are tough. I think if you You know, you win those two, you lose to Milwaukee. You know, the type of game always matters. You know, if you're up 19 in that game, you lose it late, you miss free throws at the end and Dame Lillard hits a three, that's going to be tough to digest. It's sometimes you lose games, sometimes you let games slip away. And I think when fans feel like a game slipped away, that's harder to deal with. Last night's game felt like it slipped away. Yeah. Part of that was because it's record-wise not a very good basketball team, despite the fact there's clearly some talent over there, and the 19-point lead.
Yeah.
And, like it or not, what happened the night before influenced that. It influenced our thinking of this basketball team. Oh, you beat Cleveland, but you can't beat
the Bulls.
In this case, it was Chicago.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Does an appearance in the playoffs change anything for anyone?
Like a series?
You're in the first probably. Round with the Thunder, like, does it change probably. Anything for the front office? Does it change how we feel?
I don't know if it changed how the majority of people feel, but I think it might save the front office job.
Yeah, I think it solidifies Doug Christie because you didn't make the playoffs last year. Yeah. And
That was going to be one of my questions.
The front office.
Like, what would you qualify a successful, if I could talk, Kings season? And like, is it just, hey, making that play-in game, making it into the playoffs, winning a series? That would be great. But, let's say they do get in the playoffs and you're playing the Thunder or the Rockets.
Given the way the season went, you make the playoffs, that's a big deal.
Yeah, I would say that.
Like an actual series.
Like an actual series.
The bar has shifted. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have said that earlier in the season, but being in this now.
If you much like the 1-1 on the back-to-back, bar changes.
If you can make the playoffs and play in a series against OKC or somebody like that, that's a success for a lot of people.
Yeah.
For a lot of people.
And some people would hate on that, but it's like, hey, we got in the playoffs. We didn't make the playoffs last year. So there's some progress.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, can we get breaking glass, baby? Breaking glass.
No, I'm not.
We've got a tournament update, baby.
Oh,
hey,
no.
We got Upset City, baby. Upset City. We got a Rolls Royster, baby. We got a BT beer, baby.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
We got Colorado State, number 12, taking down Memphis. Penny Hardaway, what happened? You're a BT peer. You're a Rolls Royster. You're a diaper dandy. What happened? Colorado State, they're advancing.
The vision's there. You got to work in, like, I don't know what to call it, but some Jerry Jones, like a little bit of a, like where the voice is going, you know?
It's in there somewhere.
Yeah. The voice needs to be going a little bit. But
it's tournament time.
That's maybe Dickie V when he was 50.
I prefer the Doc Rivers, even the Jerry.
Oh, Leezy said he wants to see Doc Rivers on the show.
Jerry
wow.
Jones.
Well, look, I mean, I am in town. I'm here, you know, and Bronny, he played good last night. But look, still on Casey. It's a break. I'll be here all day. We'll be here to talk about Kings Bucks on Saturday. We're here at the Golden One Center. Staying at the Sawyer.
Yes.
Revival tonight. Catch me there.
5 stars.
Can you go to commercial, please?
My bad. Yeah, he need to call in. He needs to explain himself. Leezy's friend, if you're listening, you need to call in, man. They out here saying that you have the hot dogs with no toppings.
Yeah. Who does that at
and
a
no
game?
No drink.
Yeah, get some ketchup, some mustard, some relish, something.
Well, relish, we don't have to have relish.
Oh, okay.
We don't need all
relish
that.
Is,
what's wrong
I mean, there's
relish?
Nothing wrong with it. Like, it's not like I'm going to swoop it off if it's on hot, but I don't go actively seeking.
We're not going to ask for it.
I'm more of a ketchup and mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah.
On a hot dog?
Yes.
You can get away with it. You can get away with it. It can't just be mayonnaise, though.
I don't, like, if I got time, then yeah, that's what I'm doing. But if I'm in a rush, I don't need the mayonnaise. Just put the ketchup on there. It's good.
Yeah, I'm not a mayo guy, but
mustard is. I'm not. I know people
love mustard.
I know people love mustard. I don't like mustard.
Mustard ketchup's a solid go-to.
I have like bad. Like, I felt it this morning too after I worked out. Like, the munch, like, I'm hungry. Like, bad. Like,
yeah, I think it's the first time I've ever seen you grab some veggie straws.
Like, first of all, these are really good. I had no idea, but I wanted was the soda, which is bizarre.
No.
So I got the soda, and I was like, well, I need something to go with it. And so I got veggie straws, which turned out to be fire. And all I really want is some sushi.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
I don't know what's wrong with me, man.
Hey, I know a good sushi spot if you need one.
I know a great one. It's across the street. Makuni. What you mean?
Leezy know a lot of spots.
Well, what's the joint you was filming content for the other day? Because that looked fire.
Okay. So
give him some love.
I was filming for my boys Kobe Steak and Sushi out in Elk Grove.
Oh, yeah,
they got $20 all you can eat sushi lunch specials. I know the owner. I will hit him up
connect,
and ask him.
Man, that's my spot.
That place looked fire.
They got the hibachi in front of you.
That's my spot. Shout out to we gotta connect.
Oh, they got good food there.
I just want a DMC roll, man.
Oh yeah,
I'm so foreign to sushi. I don't know what
the DMC roll has everything.
You still getting California rolls, KC?
I think so. Yeah.
See, you know, you got to graduate from that.
Okay.
No, that's what like the 11-year-old gets.
Yeah, that's a starter roll. It's here, you might like this. It's sushi.
Well,
right
no.
Here.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I haven't had sushi that I don't like yet.
Okay.
I just don't know what I don't know what I.
Yeah, it could be
you know
a
what
lot.
I'm saying? So I'm like I should have. The one time they were here for the upfront and they were really hooking it up.
The dude was just
handing me a bunch of different stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is great. And I should have asked him like, what is this? But
yeah,
I don't know. Like, it was all good.
See,
Johnny G says a California roll is timeless.
Johnny G, grow up.
Johnny G, a California roll is avocado.
Yeah, it's avocado and some crab.
Like, what are you talking about?
Well,
and rice. Right,
well, don't shame it. There's no need to shame it.
California roll is not sushi.
Somebody come in with a California roll right now.
It's fine. But like, no, I'm not going to bat for the California roll.
No one's saying it's gross. It just doesn't require defending.
You guys are ready to block Johnny G because he's
the wrenches are out.
About to send Johnny G down to 1140. By the way, it's show 1140 here.
Oh yeah, we gotta hop into tape.
Hey! Yeah, we could have made a move. Could have made a move. This is a busy morning, man. But we could have made a move, man.
Hey,
could have really.
We had the plan in motion yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, y'all planned this like when I went to get my juice.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what's going on in the text thread? No. I don't know.
Hey, can I give some love to a Chidey House member real quick?
Sure.
Got breaking news. I don't know if we need the glass or not, but
we don't.
Actually,
we don't.
No. For this one?
Yeah, come on, Jesse.
Is it real?
Yeah, it's real.
I think from what I saw, they tied the flag up and everything.
That's right. Next Wednesday coming up, I'm going to be on the Chidey House after party. Shout out to Katrina, Manny,
come on, man.
David,
come
Zayden.
On.
There we go. Let's go.
Hey, it happened.
It happened.
It's over. It's like when the Crips Bloods came together. It's over. We good.
It happened.
Bret Hart and Shawn Michaels bearing the torch.
That's right.
They're going to have an awkward hug in the middle of the ring where Bret just like pats his back really weirdly. Yeah.
All right, there we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I seen Manny last night at the game and we was chopping it up and I was like, hey man, let's put this behind us. Let's get this. Let's go to work, man. I was the bigger man.
Oh no, don't say no more because now that's gonna start beef.
Yeah,
you're like, oh, you were, huh? Oh, okay, no, we just leave it at that.
It was me all along.
Y'all connected, man. Y'all connected.
How much inner Chatty House beef is there?
Too much. I'm not in the Discord because there's too much going on. There's memes made, there's burritos and videos being asked to be sent. I just
did you show everyone the meme that you showed me?
No, I did not.
Wait,
no,
I
oh, you got to show. You got to. Yeah. You don't all have right. to show the screen.
Yeah, hold okay. on.
But you got to. Got to show KC.
Chase, I got to turn on my phone because I turned off when I came in here. But I was filming.
You could just mute it, bro. Like you ain't got to do all that.
I'm scared.
Turn the ringer off.
I'm scared. I was
poor Lizzie, scared to death. Mom been trying to reach him for an hour. Can't get a hold of him.
Can't nobody get me right now.
Turn the ringer.
Nobody better call me.
We've answered calls during the show, bro. It's all good.
Yeah. Okay, it's booting up. But I was filming content for my people, Kobe Steak and Sushi, right? And we're doing a fun skit because we want to do something different. And it's like when you go out to eat with your rich friends. And so I was playing the role of like some rich guy, right? Mm-hmm. And you know,
Kenny.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah.
Courtside Kenny.
It's not me at all.
Oh, well. So we were doing the content, and during the whole hibachi thing, they were squirting sake into my mouth.
Yep.
All right, get him out.
Wait. It gets better, bro.
Yeah. You got to say no. Better.
Where's your camera? What happened?
Right here.
There you are. Okay, there you go.
You got to say no.
Yeah, so they were people seeing that and began making screenshots.
Yep.
It started getting distributed everywhere.
Oh, Lizzie.
They're gonna ask. They always ask, but you got I'm cool, man.
Oh, I'm finding it. Oh man. here we go. They even threw on the ESPN logo. So
I don't know if
you can see this, but
No. Take that logo off.
Yeah.
That's a flag.
Yeah.
That's bad.
It's another one.
I wish we had a dump button for this. We got to dump this part of it out. This can't get distributed.
You can just say no next time.
Nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I didn't even know they were filming that part. I thought, it's in the same space.
Boy, you got
that's a suspension, bro.
Yeah.
This is damn near David Stern about to come back from the grave and say, hey, you're out for the year, buddy.
Yep.
Oh, man. Yeah, man. Come on, man.
They got me.
The shout out to them, though, man.
That's my people.
The place looks fire.
Oh, it is.
That looks absolutely incredible.
Oh, it's fantastic. They have the best
sushi. Too far to sue my needs today, but it looks incredible.
Yeah. They got sushi over there? I didn't even know they had sushi over there.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
literally in the name.
Steak and sushi.
Oh, I always just call it Kobe Steak. And I always,
when Kobe I'm, Steak when and I, just cut it
I,
off.
No, when I mention it, I'd be like, you know, the hibachi spot. That's what I always say. I don't even be, because that's what we go there for. We go there for the steak and the fried rice.
Hey, I might have to hook it up. You know, we go there, bring the homies from the wake up call, get the full experience. We get the whole team. Why not?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Let's go. Boy, it's fun to talk about something other than the Sacramento Kings.
Right.
Even if it's just inappropriate memes involving Leezy.
Yeah, that was
crazy.
No, that was tough.
No, that was inappropriate.
That was tough.
That was absolutely inappropriate.
And that's the thing. We do these skits, and they never tell me what's going into it. We just start filming, and then all of a sudden, it just gets wild.
I'm gonna need some previews next time.
Me too.
Real quick, just another tournament update. Cooper Flagg and Duke, they're handling business, baby. Cooper's back. He's a PTP-er, a Rolls-Royce-er, baby. They're up 30 against Mount St. Mary's. Cooper Flagg.
Hold on.
If we're going to do updates, you have to do in that voice every time. Seriously.
You
can't do
dandy?
An update and anything else. Seriously. It's got to be that. That's our thing the rest of the tournament.
He's a diaper. Do you all know what a diaper dandy is?
Vaguely.
Well, Lazy, how old are you?
Hey, man, I'm OG, brother.
You're not that old if you don't know what a diaper dandy is.
I'm 33. 91. 91 till infinity.
You said 33?
Yes, sir.
God, yeah, I get maybe not. Tick Vitale's pretty old.
Yeah, I know Tick Vitale. I know.
Diaper dandy is like a freshman phenom, like he's a baby.
Oh, that's why. Okay, I thought it was just like a good player. I didn't know.
Well, he's a great player,
but a freshman specifically.
Yeah.
Okay.
A young player, diaper dandy. He's a freshman phenom.
Okay.
So I blame all of you, by the way.
For what? For having fun?
For encouraging this behavior.
Oh.
Well, it's tournament.
How
time.
Are we ever going to be taken seriously as a radio
it's
show?
It's tournament.
I don't
time.
Ever want to be taken seriously. For one,
well, I got good news for you, buddy. I think that ship sailed a long time ago.
Who wants to be serious on the radio?
I have no someone's well somewhere 95.7.
Well, turn the chat off. Don't let Mitch on.
The chat's a distraction.
I can't imagine not letting Mitch on the radio. That's
who's
crazy.
This TC guy?
Mitch, call in now.
Don't
man.
Let TC call in.
We got Stanley on the line. But I got to screen him first.
Oh,
Stanley?
Or we just want to go Stanley off the bat?
No, let's roll with
come
Stanley.
Come on, let's call in my man.
Stanley, what's up, baby?
I was in the shower getting ready, making my preparations to go to work, and I hear you all at it again. You come around here criticizing Mr. Jerry Jones, trying to make fun of him. Well, let me tell you something. You people are going to be the laughing stock. You know what? When he buys KIFM and he gets rid of all of you all for talking bad and trying to disparage him, I'm going to be the one laughing.
Stanley.
Now, Stanley, I appreciate you
no, please
standing
stop.
Up for me, brother.
Stanley, what are you going to listen to
when
Jerry...
I heard him. No. They were trying to, making little stuff. They get on my nerves, man.
Stanley,
they get on my nerves.
No, I understand. You're right, and I will buy KIFM, and I will get rid of them. Stanley. How about me and you go to Morton's?
Look, you got Stanley flustered. You got Stanley all flustered.
I'm weak.
Look what you did. You got Stanley all flustered.
We didn't say nothing about Jerry Jones. We talked about him for 1 second. Hey,
that is Kenny's greatest work right there. Oh, my gosh. That was real. That was real. Like, Stanley was
just got flustered. Like, will someone check on Stanley and make sure he's... Well, one of Stanley's co-workers let us know when he gets in and he's good.
Yeah. Stanley, call back when you talk about the Eagles and Cowboys.
Stanley got so flustered with your Jerry Jones impression.
I can't believe.
Oh, man. Real tears, man. Real tears.
As Jason Barr real says, tears. Happy 1140 day. Man.
I'm glad we got Stanley on our side.
Yeah, that's facts. That might be a top five, top
well,
three call.
Well, what would Stanley do if Jerry Jones fired us?
Listen to the radio happily, yeah.
Yeah.
Who would he listen to?
Joe.
Not us, yeah.
Joe. Gonna listen to Alan, who's not going to have no fun with him? What's he going to call Drake? What's he going to do? No.
He with us now, man. He with us. You don't want that, Stanley. You don't want that. I'm telling you, man.
Keep calling in, Stanley.
I also love the idea of Jerry Jones buying a radio station in Sacramento.
Yeah, how does that work?
Like, does he have to go to Odyssey, say, no, I just want to buy one station in Sacramento so I can blow it up?
Stanley sends a letter. You're not going to believe how they're talking about you over here.
What would that cost? What would that cost for Jerry Jones to end D'Lo and Casey?
Not much. Not much.
That's the truly humbling moment, is it probably wouldn't cost very
probably
much.
Probably in the middle of his Maybach.
Probably.
Right there. Move some change around. That's enough. That's
his
good.
Driver carries around enough money to end D'Lo and Casey.
We want to talk to Mitch next?
Oh, Stanley to Mitch? Yeah, we could do that.
Let's go. Mitch, what's up?
All-time segment.
Mitch, you're on the air, by the way, Mitch. You're on the air.
You're live, pal.
Oh, I'm on the air?
Yeah.
Correct. How's it going, guys? I was wondering if should I get a lawyer for Mr. Matt? I don't want to say his last name. I'm just kidding.
No, you shouldn't.
No, you're fine.
He goes out of his way. And that is going out of your way.
It's just different over there.
Go to DTLA, though.
Yeah, DTLA Law Group. They'll take care of you. But it's just different. It's just different over there, Mitch. That's all.
What could Mitch have done so bad? You know? I got to work on my third person delivery there, right?
I see you.
You're doing good, Mitch.
Can I tell you a good story before I get to my Aaron Rodgers point?
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll entertain everybody. And then I was calling the L.A. station talking about my Dodgers.
Boom.
And Matt had called me. He says he was on vacation with his wife. He's down there. He turns on ESPN LA, Mason and John Allen.
Mm-hmm.
And he hears me, come on. He says, his wife says, what's the matter? I can't believe this. I can't believe this guy. I can't get away from him. But I thought that was kind of funny. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Who?
I'm so sorry. Did you say Matt called you?
He actually called me.
Wow. As in,
tell me about
the. Okay, hold on.
Wait, yeah,
the program director at 95.7 The Game called you.
Right, he used to be the director at 97.5 in Philly, the Fanatic. They all loved him. I'm being sarcastic here. They all loved him.
Yeah, wasn't Matt in Philly? And I'm sure Mitch called there. And then he gets rid of him.
Okay, Mitch, what state do you not call?
Oh, you're very funny. You're very funny. I like the coastal states, okay? I know it's slowed down. I have slowed down as I'm aging here, right, Mac? My neck is killing me. I have slowed down. Believe me, I have. I get on hold. I don't get mad anymore.
Well, good. Okay, don't stop calling us.
You leave me on hold, D-Lo. Don't leave me on hold. I'll come out there.
Let him know. Hey. Look out. Yeah, now you can't leave. That's what he's going to say. He's going to get into the room. locked the door. Now you can't leave.
Have a great weekend, Mitch.
Mitch is wild.
I understand. I don't know what the hell just happened.
I understand like every other third word he says.
I am so...
Matt Nahegan, like, yeah, I heard you on ESPN LA. What the hell, Mitch?
Said he can't get away from him.
And they got each other's numbers, I guess.
I'm just so fascinated by the fact Matt won't allow him on his radio station, but he'll call him.
This is a classic, like, frenemy situation.
like
a Batman versus the Joker type thing, where it's like, ah.
Matt is so uptight Batman about the way that station
like, I hate
runs.
You and you hate me, but we can't work without each other here.
I'll never completely get rid of you because
exactly.
That goes against what...
You need me more than I need you.
Oh,
this
man.
Game is so fascinating.
Man.
It's weird. It's really weird.
Mitch
it is.
He's all vibes, man. Like, when I call in, I'm like already thinking about what I'm going to say. Mitch is calling. He's like, hey, so this happened the other day. This dog was chasing me. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, he does talk about the dogs. Yeah. That's my boy.
Yeah,
that's
Mitch
my
is,
boy, Mitch.
Mitch is the goat.
Yeah. Stanley, that's my boy, too, though.
What's the thing with the Stanleys, the Mitches, and the TCs? Like, they're all themselves. So that's why it's always so great.
I like TCs.
Was Chicago the one who asked us the question about?
Yeah. Right. Shout out Chicago. He hit me up on Instagram the other day. Shout out to my man, Chicago.
Whatever.
Big up, Storm.
Whatever happened to that Louis guy? The real brother
Louis,
of Sacramento.
Louis didn't call the other.
Big E.
Who?
The
Titus? Titus
called in.
Titus called the other day
when
I went
Friday
here.
We were gone. Yeah.
Louis doesn't call in. He don't call in no more, though.
Louis don't hit us up, man. Louis, where you at, man?
Yeah.
We call him for everybody. It's show 1140, baby. We call him for everybody.
We're changing the sports landscape.
Oh,
hey, Lizzie's with us now, huh? All right.
He throwing shots. Training complete.
There we go.
Training complete.
It's a whole story there.
Randy Orton over here with Evolution. He's ready.
I wonder if I just called Jason Ross, just like called him, if he'd be smart enough to not answer the phone.
Probably.
Because he'd look at the clock and be like, nah.
You
no
have
way.
To text me, dog. Yeah. He's not going to pick up and text me. What's up? What's up?
Hey, I just seen your call. What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like that. Oh, man. See, this is what happens, man. We were supposed to play Young Zell 2 verses today. You know what I'm saying? And
instead, you got to go play Young Zell's EP, man. It's going to be the soundtrack of the summer.
Yeah, go do that.
Shout out to Young Zell.
Young Zell's new EP is popping.
Oh, yeah. Young Zell always puts out great music, man. I got to do 2 music videos for him, if I could talk. And they're pretty good, man. Young Zell's a homie. Always showing out support. Always repping for SAC.
Mm-hmm.
Be a real one.
Mm-hmm. That's my man's. Lizzy, you were in the building last night, right?
Yes,
what
sir.
What was the vibes, man? Was it like really, really down after the game? Real angry? Like, what was the vibes in there?
It started great. Vibes were up. It was going down. Everybody was there. Shout out to Coach JT. I talked to him. Sean Cunningham.
Coach JT.
I saw Zabo was there.
Zabo
too,
was there.
Coach JT. He was.
Katrina was there.
He was not sitting with everybody else.
Katrina was with Redacted.
He was in the Sweet Life.
Sweet Life. He wasn't sitting with everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be in there with the media.
I'm up in section 300. I'm touching the ceiling.
Damn, I didn't even know they had a
section. I'm up there, bro.
You got a 300?
Hey, we cleaning the ceiling when we go up there.
Jesus.
I can see the beam first. I'm the first person to see the beam.
Turn it on.
I got it, guys.
Yep.
Easy. Get that for me, dog.
I got the other button over here. Yeah, but vibes was great last night. It's funny, man. With Herter, I don't know if you've seen the video, but I got some footage of him warming up. He wasn't missing nothing. He was locked in. Herter, he came out on fire, hit 5 threes in the game. Obviously, he played great. But the vibes were up. Everyone felt good. D'Lo almost pulled one. D'Lo, I was about to leave at halftime. I'm like, we got this locked up. It was looking good. And, yeah, as you said, as the game went on, it just
You
it
still should have left at halftime.
I should have left.
Still
I really should have
left.
Herter, did you see his video with Matt George?
Yeah. He was talking about it was a revenge game. He wanted all the smoke.
He was like, Matt asked him, like, was there a revenge factor? He said, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Felt great.
For him.
Felt great.
Felt good.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have
well,
that. I mean,
yeah. I don't know. You know how I be, though. You know, people be like, oh, I'm happy for Kevin. All right, bro. We lost. I ain't happy for him.
No,
at all.
That's you misunderstood.
No, not you, but that's what people were saying last night.
Like, oh, no, the hell
good
with
for
that.
Kevin. Yeah,
no,
let's
no,
go.
No, right. No.
Not when he's
good,
playing us.
Good for him for having that mentality and not being afraid to say it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is this like bogey now? Oh, we're happy for
Oh,
Kevin.
No. Like, that was dumb then.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't care anything about Bogdanovich when he leaves. I wish the brother well.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy he's on the stage. Okay, bro.
Yeah. Okay.
Whatever.
I don't know why. And it's probably just not Kings fans, but I don't know why Kings fans do that. With Like, they want to see...
Halliburton, too, was one.
Yeah, they want to see people who leave here come back and beat the Kings.
No. Don't come here and beat us.
I think that's frustration, though, just at the team and how it's been ran, all the incompetence. Like, they're more just... It's indirect, mad, like, just being mad, I guess.
I think most Kings fans just live in a perpetual state of frustration.
Yeah.
Yes, they
good
do.
Point.
And when Kevin Herter comes back and does something, or Bogey does well outside of here, or Tyrese becomes an All-NBA player, All-Star, or whatever, yeah. Go, see, God. We're, like, their identity as a Kings fan is the incompetence of the organization.
Yes. Mm. Yes. Mm. This is a real conversation. Like you said, people get so caught up on the mistakes that the Kings make, and they just live in
It's all they know. Like, I don't even fault Kings fans for that. Like, it's literally what you know.
You know a real King fan, when you talk to them about the draft, and they know all the players we whiffed on. Like, hey, you remember Thomas Robinson and Nick Stauskas and Jeremy Fredette? And I'm like, please, stop. I don't want to talk about this. But that's when you know it's a real fan, because they just live by that stuff.
How many, we've probably done this before, how many players have the Kings hit on in a draft?
That they kept?
Just hit. They could have.
Well, Tyrese was a hit.
De'Aaron Fox is one.
De'Aaron was one.
Peja.
Oh, we're going back. Yeah.
DeMarcus.
Mm-hmm.
Do we consider Tyreek a hit?
He's rookie of the year.
They're gonna make their second contract. I feel.
I don't. I'll die on that hill. I do not consider it a hit. For Sacramento.
Yeah, we'll say no.
Okay.
We're at four right now.
Isaiah Thomas.
Isaiah Thomas was a hit. But he didn't get the second contract, huh? Justin?
No, he did, not here. But that was the Kings' incompetence that allowed that to happen.
Tyrese didn't either. Isaiah, we counted him, so we'll count Isaiah. That's five.
Isaiah's the original Tyrese.
Well, Tyrese was all right.
We count Tyrese though. We did. If we gonna count Tyrese, we gotta count Isaiah.
How many years?
Yeah,
was Tyrese?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
IT's the first pizza
guy.
So
we're at five. Brian Grant.
Yeah.
He do count.
Yeah, he was good.
I think that's where it ends. Seven in 40 years.
Well,
seven draft picks in 40 years.
Well, wait a minute. What about Dwayne Carswell?
No.
Lionel Simmons.
No. I like Walt Williams.
Sacktown,
the Wizard.
Sacktown Tony says Kevin Martin. Yeah, he had his moments.
Kevin Martin was fine.
Yeah, he's cool.
All right, eight. Okay.
No. Well, I don't know that we need to do that.
I'm going to put him in there.
Gerald Wallace?
He was in the playoffs? No, because
what's different from between Gerald Wallace and Kevin Martin?
Gerald Wallace didn't even really play here. He got good after he left the Kings.
But what's that?
Kevin Martin was playing in the. He had a game-winning shot in the playoffs.
He did.
He was playing. Right. He was in the game in crunch time, so I give him that one. How long was Kevin Martin here? Was it like 3 years?
You know who wasn't in the game in crunch time yesterday? Valanciunas didn't play much yesterday.
Yeah. Hey, I was looking at the boards too. What's the dude from the Bulls? Their center, Vooch had 14 boards, and Val, he didn't, like you said, Valanciunas didn't play much for us. He only had like what, five boards?
Yeah, Valanciunas only played 15 minutes in the entire game.
That's wild, huh?
Yeah, but it was the second straight game that Doug has gone away from him.
It was one of those things.
Keegan, too. I think, was at center at one point.
Yeah. It was one of those things, though. Vooch was killing from beyond the arc.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was being that.
I think his first shot, his first made shot was a three.
Yeah. Mm. He was being that stretch three, man. He ended up with 24 and 14.
I like Vooch.
He's a good ball.
I like Valanciunas. Yeah. He was a guy we wanted. You know, a lot of people like, hey, we need like some help on defense. Get this guy, he can get boards, blocks, whatever. I like Val.
I like Valanciunas. I just think, and we've had discussions about this off air, and while the premise of life without Sabonis, there's a place where it works, right? Like, you get a $15 million.
You want to hold that thought?
Oh, sure. Oh. Man, that was a quick seven. Oh, okay. Thanks, Stanley and Mitch.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll talk more about Domantas Sabonis. We'll talk more about this Kings team. We'll talk to Eddie Gonzalez in about 30 minutes. We got to let Leezy get to work. Leezy, great stuff as always. We appreciate you.
Hey.
Leave that man alone.
Yeah, we getting that sushi.
Man, I want pizza, bro. What you talking about?
Okay. Now, just run over to McCooney. Still on KC on ESPN 1320. Now, Randy says it's therapy. Shout out to our boy Randy.
Randy, man.
Like, there's people that listen to us because, like, wrestling, stuff like that. I'm always curious.
Well, I mean, no matter like whether
I know
you
King
come,
is number one, but
yeah, you know, no matter you come for the silly stuff or you come for Stanley or Mitch or whatever, like you know that the main thing is probably always going to be the Kings. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for people to tap in the day after a disappointing loss like that, or to tap in after they've lost 2, 3, 4 in a row or whatever, like, we're always really appreciative of that. That's why we, you know, we'll have the discussions that need to be had. We'll try to express the same frustrations as you, but hey, I love them brothers. They ain't gonna ruin my day. Mm. If I'm gonna be in a bad mood, it's gonna be because of me. It's not going to be because of them. It's going to be because of something that's going on in my life.
Malik Monk could have hit 3 yesterday or something.
Yeah, it ain't going to be me. If I can find a way to get in here and we goof around with Leezy, or we find a way to laugh about Stanley or Mitch, yeah, we going to laugh. Like it sucks. We want them to do better. We're going to break that stuff down, but we're appreciative of everybody who taps in, especially when it's not cute. And last night was not cute. Yeah. It sucked.
And for those people who tap in because they can't help but have it ruin their day.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I'm probably more on that. I wouldn't say ruined my day, but
yeah,
I don't be in a good mood after they lose.
I know. You don't even work or nothing.
I'll be working.
Kings, Kings lost last night. I'm like, I know Kenny didn't work on the rundown.
I stay working.
Then I had all that stuff laid out, and then James goes, hey, I got a bail today. All right. Then an hour later, Kyle bails. Kyle goes, hey, I got a bail today. God damn it.
Yeah, no, I stay working, though.
I don't doubt that. I just mean you ain't going to write the – you ain't going to write your thoughts out.
This week has been – it's a different week. It's one of them weeks because wife going to work. You know, she works from home, but she got to go in 1 week out of the month. This is the week, so.
She got to go in the whole week?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
It's 5 days a month, but she just makes it 1 week instead of like.
Oh, okay. Picking. I got
so
you.
So that just adds to the nights and the days and the mornings and stuff like that. But because that 2-year-old, she's something else. That's my baby.
Does she still stay up all night?
Nah, she sleeps through the night, but she goes to sleep.
But don't she go to bed hella late? Don't she go to bed with you?
Nah, she'll. I got it. So I have to put her to sleep though.
Start watching Snowfall at 12:00. Right.
She don't go to sleep until like I go into the room, let her lay down on me, and go to sleep. Like she'll be up, or if she's tired, she'll like get my hand, be like, "Come on, let's go to sleep." She can't just go to sleep by herself.
If she's 2, right?
Yeah.
And some change.
Mm-hmm. I gotta go with her. So, yeah. Those weeks are always just hectic, but
I got you.
We make it through. We made it through this one. It's Flashback Friday today too, by the way.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So it'll
absolutely
be all right.
Yeah, we're gonna turn up. We're gonna turn up.
Shout out to the Chatty House people like Josh Morissette. He's a Warriors fan, but he still comes to hang out.
Yeah, big ups, man.
Well, he's happy. I didn't even see the Steph. I was so wrapped up in this loss last night.
Yeah.
I didn't see the Steph injury till this morning.
Yeah, that was a little scary.
His reaction scared me. I mean, I guess they said he's out the start of the road trip.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they're not overly concerned, but his reaction was that was tough.
I think they said they had the MRI, came back negative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's good. And hopefully it's just one of those things where you land on the tailbone, it's sore for a week and a half, and then he can get back to it, man. Because same way, like when I saw somebody tweet out like prayers up for Steph, and they had the video, and I was like, they trying to be funny, you know what I mean? Because I looked and I was like, I didn't know if he was like embarrassed or whatever, but then they do the close up, and I'm like, oh no, he's really hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, man, I hope he's okay.
They're a game and a half up on the Clippers and Timberwolves now too, starting to build a tiny bit of distance.
Yeah, they can breathe a little bit,
mm-hmm.
But the Clippers. Who do the Clippers have tonight? Was that Memphis?
Phoenix has
Memphis. Cleveland. Yeah, Memphis.
That's right. Yeah, the Clippers have Memphis. That's a big game. They've won 4 in a row. They being the Clippers, mm-hmm. They've won 4 in a row. So, you know, maybe this is an opportunity for them to get back to that 6th spot. You know, you got to see what. See what Golden State looks like for a couple of games without Steph Curry.
Are the Warriors the toughest non-top 4 team that you don't want to see in the playoffs if you're in the West?
For me, yeah. I mean, if I was somebody else, absolutely.
The Clippers, I like what they're doing, but yeah, I think it might be the Warriors too.
Brian Shaw mentioned the other night, and after they beat Cleveland, he's like, yeah, this is like one of the first times, if not the first time all year, we've had everybody. And like, yeah, this is what the team is supposed to look like. And when it looks like that, we can go beat a Cleveland or something like that. And I hadn't even really thought about that. They really haven't had their whole roster all year.
Mm-hmm.
And now they have it. And while we all like Norman Powell, he's elevated his game. Like, he's played at another level with Paul George being gone. And that's something that I know, me personally, I didn't factor in when I was thinking about the Clippers. But now you see it. And you look at them going into a playoff series with Harden playing as well as he is and has this year.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi starting to look like he might be getting back. Norman Powell, Zubac, Bogey coming off the bench. Are they a little bit more dangerous than we even thought during the season? Right, because now, of all those guys?
Right now, if the season ends and they play on playing season and stay the same or whatever, they'd be facing the Rockets in the first round.
They could get the Rockets.
Yeah, I think they could get four against the Rockets.
Yeah.
There's a few teams that they could probably get in a playoff series. There's a few teams they could probably get.
Looking at it right now, I mean, everyone but maybe OKC and the Lakers, I think they can get.
Yeah, I was just about to ask, you think they could get Memphis?
I think they could.
Because I think they could.
Yeah, I think they're about even. I think they in a seven-game series, yeah.
They probably.
Also, we need to preface this with a LeBron-led Los Angeles Lakers.
Yeah, I'm assuming LeBron's healthy.
Man,
all that.
This team looks different when he's not out there.
They didn't have nobody last night. Bronny was getting the buckets.
Good for him. 17?
Yeah. Luka didn't play yesterday either. I think they could. I don't think there's a way that they will play these guys, but I think they could get the Warriors, the Clippers.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, the Clippers, they got a squad, and I overlooked them. I didn't think James Harden would be as good as he's been.
He has been good.
And I didn't factor in Norman Powell being even better than I originally thought. Yeah, they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
We started a conversation. Eddie Gonzalez is going to join us coming up in about 20 minutes. Always fun to talk NBA with our man Eddie. We started a conversation about Domantas Sabonis a minute ago. We were talking about Jonas Valanciunas, how he was kind of don't mean for this to be disrespectful. Feels like he was kind of played off the floor for the second straight game. If he wasn't played off the floor, it was the second straight game where Doug couldn't go to him. Wound up only playing 15 minutes last night. We saw Keegan Murray at center at different points in the second half. Trey Lyles, buried in the loss last night. Trey Lyles had, a hell of a game.
He did.
So, and this is where, we talked about this, to open the show or at some point at the beginning of the show. A lot of Kings fans, a lot of people in the chatty house were really critical of Doug Christie last night. Mm. I think anytime you go a quarter without seeing Keon Ellis, it's going to upset Kings fans. And I think Valanciunas not being back out on the floor may have confused some Kings fans as well, though all you have to do is look at what Nikola Vujicic was doing, and that kind of tells the story. He hit his first three, and what caught me about that too is he smirked when he did it.
Hmm.
You go back, I don't know if it was the first shot of the game, but it was his first shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Vujicic just kind of just had this little And I thought that was okay, good for him. And then I realized it was I'm going to eat.
Mm.
I'm going to eat right here. And, shout out Brody, because he did just that. But you started to talk about the absence of Domantas Sabonis, and I know that was leading somewhere before we had to step out.
Oh, yeah, I just saw a little smirk. She's smirking at.
Told you. Because I think he felt like he was going to eat. He felt like he was going to eat.
Big boots. But we were talking about Valanciunas, and I know we all love
him. Big boots. Boots a bitch.
We all love JV, man, a.k.a. the nasty boy. You know what I mean? But No, that's,
we did
that's
not weird. Agree on that.
No, we did. We did. We did. The Nasty Boy. Put it on a shirt. David Garcia. He at the end of the day, though, I think he's still a change of pace guy. He's a backup. And this is kind of the issue with him when you have to start him is there are moments and there are matchups where you can't play him for a long stretch of time. If he was the backup, you get him in there, change of pace. Maybe when Vucevic is out and, you know, let him do his thing there.
Run with a traditional big.
Right. So that's the thing. And now what I was talking about was we kind of, you know, off air and we just have talks. You know, we talk about our Sabonis, you know, what would it be like if you had a cheaper center and could allocate that money at a different position? Mm-hmm. Could you get away with a $10, $15 million guy? And we looked at Valanciunas and the way he was playing mm-hmm. and saying, like, yeah, maybe he could be that type of guy. But I think this is where you run into a problem mm-hmm. where at this point in his career, he's best suited as a backup. He can start for you in spots, somebody's injured, or anything else like that. But if you want to get the best out of him, it feels like at this point in his career, he's a backup, change of pace type guy. Break glass in case of emergency if somebody's injured. And I think that's what we've seen the last two games.
Would it have, I understood, not only understood, but agreed. But with what Vooch was doing last night, would it have been different with Domas?
Maybe he's
because I feel like one of Domas's weak points is when he gets drawn out.
It is, but he's a little bit more, he's got a little better foot speed than Valanciunas.
Sure.
And while it might not have been perfect, I think he could survive. We you know, I'll go off the fact that we've seen Sabonis enough play. He hasn't gotten played off the floor. You know what I mean?
Right.
So he'd find a way to survive, or, you know, his ability to move a little bit better would have been able to keep him out there. But yeah, that Valanciunas, that stuff, I'd have to watch the game again and see if there was a point where this could have happened. But if I was Doug, I probably still would have just tried him. You know, and seen, yeah, I know. Ideally, this isn't a great matchup for us right now, but we got no paint protection, and Kobe White is on one right now. I gotta get Valanciunas in there and see if there's something that he can give him. But that's a little hindsight. Like I gotta be fair to it. I wasn't thinking that in the moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kind of looking back, like maybe give him a couple minutes. So.
Keon Ellis playing 5 minutes in the second half.
He had a rough night. Yeah, he's had a rough night. And I would have given him another chance, another opportunity. But when he went out, I think it was in the third quarter, I was like, oh, he probably not playing again. He probably not getting back in. Because it was rough. Kobe was going to work, mm-hmm. and he was the primary defender for some of that. Devin Carter was the primary defender for the other parts of that, and even Keegan got some too. But he had a rough night trying to defend him, and then he was fouling. I think, what, he had 4 or 5 fouls?
Keon did he have that many?
Yeah, I think he had. I think he might have 4 fouls. I'm
trying to pull up to see when he exited in the third. Keon had 4 fouls, yeah.
Yeah, 4 fouls in 3.5 quarters. So he had a rough night, man. 0-2 from the field. He just had a rough night. That's all it is. And it's unfortunate that with him having a rough night, they still weren't able to find a way to pull out a victory. Because like we talked about yesterday, or you talked about yesterday, they're human beings. They have bad nights. They're not always going to play perfect or play at this high level. You just hope that, number one, everybody's not having a bad night at the same time. Yeah. And if there is somebody like a Keon having a rough night, they're able to, you know, pick them up a little bit and figure out ways to keep that from being so detrimental to the outcome of the game. Last night, they weren't able to.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.